Happy birthday.
What else? It's not my birthday.
Oh, somebody's birthday.
Yeah. You know whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
You started this. I don't know, honestly.
You sounded very sure of yourself, like you were going to tell me.
No.
On this day today, somebody
Sally
was born.
Field.
Okay, sure.
No, she's on my birthday. That's how I know that. Hello and welcome to episode 477 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
the ever-present enigma, Adam.
The EPE, man. That's not, I don't know. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm going to get a gold necklace that has EPE on it, though.
Oh, it's EP. They'll think you're a fencer.
Sure.
The name of the sword in fencing is an epée.
Yeah, you didn't have to dumb it down. I think.
All day I've been dumbing it down for you. Did you really know? How did you know that was
of course an epée? Of course I knew that.
You do crosswords then.
No, I just knew that epée was a fencing term.
There's no reason to know that it's a fencing sword unless you do the crossword, because it shows up all of the time.
Really? Oh, interesting. Yeah. I don't do the crossword, but there was a world championship fencing tournament at the Olympic Oval about 2 weeks ago. So I did watch a bit of fencing. So there you go.
Okay.
I didn't yell, epee, but I watched
That's
some
right.
fencing. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know where you can get an epee?
I'm hoping Amazon.
Do you think if any fencers have a peanut allergy, what do they carry around?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would buy my epee pen on Amazon.
Okay.
Click through our site. Help us out.
Hey, I bet you, here's one of the things. One of our friends is a hardcore, like one of the top in BC fencers for his age. We noticed at baseball, he had all these cases. So they're multi kind of functional, but he used them for baseball to transport things. And we're like, oh, what are those? Oh, that's for the fencing equipment when he travels. And I bet you can buy the fencing luggage on Amazon. Yeah.
I feel like if I was a professional fencer or world class or provincial class and I was traveling, I would just wear it onto the plane.
Oh, you mean the outfit?
All of it. I would you'd take the sword and everything, the epee, as we figured out. But I would wear the beekeeper mask and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so would I.
That would just be, you'd just be walking around. I would wear that to the bar. Hey, what do you do? Mind your own business.
The interesting, I mean, this is the last takeaway from watching live fencing. So this was world class. Like, these were men. This wasn't a kids' competition. This was world class men's competition, and there was teams from all over the world. And that's what world class means, by the way. I'm just dumbing it down for you there. But they have it's all an electronic scoring system. So there's probably, when I was watching, there's probably 10 matches going on at the same time. And they all have these kind of fancy electronic scoring systems going on. When they're fencing, number one, you cannot tell who scores the point until you look over at the scoring. Number two, they can't even tell who got the point until they look over at the scoring system. The actual fencer, it's milliseconds difference between one guy's sword and the other guy's sword making contact. Like, it's crazy. So,
how you could change the sport so that you could tell?
How?
No more equipment.
Sure. Yeah.
Just the epee and sharpen that up. And guess what? You're going to find out pretty fast who got that point.
Yeah. And there'll be a lot of, I think, double deaths.
I'm okay with it. That'd be interesting. I'd probably watch it for the first time in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. No, little tangent. Little tangent for all those Hoser fans out there today.
All the fencers.
Yeah, the fencing fans.
Yeah. All right. What's going on, Adam? What's going on in Vancouver?
Oh, no. Forget Vancouver. We are on the verge. And I don't want to,
Who's we?
Jack's hockey team.
Okay.
Okay. And of one of the greatest winning streaks in I'm going to say sports history.
Well, this shouldn't jinx it at all.
Yeah. No, it's really not. I started looking.
Hey, do you have a no-hitter?
No.
Hey,
no,
three more outs to go for that perfect game. Come on, you can do it.
You can do it. Yeah, in hockey, you don't say shutout. I don't know that there's any rule about streaks, but we are now, we are sitting at 39 consecutive victories. We're not talking unbeaten. We're talking victories. No ties in there either. Uh-huh. 39 consecutive. And this Saturday, it's the drive for 40. So 40 wins. I honestly don't know, like, because in house hockey, like, we had to balance our teams initially at the beginning of the year. The last time we lost was in a balancing game in middle of October. So okay. We've played a lot of games since then.
You've played a lot of games for a house team.
Oh, yeah. That's just the nature of house hockey in Canada now. It was same thing last year. We played a ton of games. So we probably played over 50 games last year. And this year, because we played in more tournaments and because we've won those tournaments, you end up with more games. So, you know, it's been crazy. So we won another tournament last weekend, although it was Jack and a couple others played for another team, another house team, because they were they only had 10 players. And so we had to go through this whole request to be AP'd, like to basically bring in a few other players. And so we went with this other team, and we won the tournament against a rep team. So there was a rep team in the tournament from the lower mainland, and it was pretty fun for the parents to
be. Where's the rep team from?
They were from, I think in North Shore, Vancouver, or either. No, it was Hollyburn. I don't really know.
Okay, West Vancouver. I'm gonna slow your roll then. If it's Hollyburn.
Okay.
Ridge.
Okay. Why?
Not typically a powerhouse, but okay.
Okay, but to be clear, in Richmond they have 5 rep teams.
Yes.
For this age group, they won the banner for their tier of rep, which was a lower tier, but they've already beat our 4th and our 5th rep teams.
Okay.
So for a house team, we're going up a few weight classes here. So this
I'm not taking anything away from you guys. I'm just trying to even it out a little bit.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's still a house team on our team where we have kids that can hardly skate. They have none of those. There's none of those on their team.
All right.
So no, it was a good game, and it was a one goal, and our goalie played well. And yeah, it was their team immediately after the game was over. They knew a few of the parents from our team. They sent texts over saying, we want a rematch. We want an exhibition. We want to play you guys again. So it's pretty funny.
Did you guys play We Are the Champions by Queen over the PA?
We did not, but we were not at a home rink. And those 5 games aren't included in the streak, because that was not just our team. That would have brought it to 44 games.
So I don't know. 39 is amazing. That you're already in amazing territory. No matter what league you're playing in, it's hard to do. Because obviously you face some teams that you just completely cakewalk, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then there's probably a few who, you know, they could give you a go.
Well, now we're like the way they do it in the playoffs. So now we're in the playoffs. They've taken all of the teams that cakewalked everyone in the regular season, and now they've put you in with the best teams.
Right.
So now there's no more cakewalks in the playoffs, but we're still 6-0. We have 10 playoff games, and we're 6-0 in our playoff games against only the best teams. So
there we go. Okay.
Yeah. No. This is like I say, there's no more soft games the rest of the way. So the games are
for
the
most. 4 more games left.
4 more, and then the championship game, which unless we somehow manage to lose 4 consecutive, we'll be in the championship game.
So what I'm hearing, so you have 5 games left. So in theory, like the goal here is 44-0.
Yeah.
That's going to be impressive. I mean, 39, like I said, you're already past impressive. 40 is not more impressive than 39. I know it's a round number at this point. You already impressed enough. The only next step is the perfecto.
Yeah. And you also got to imagine in all those games, you've got, you know, players missing, you got kids getting sick. Like there's so many variables going on in there. I'm claiming one of the all-time great Richmond hockey accomplishments.
And wait, but the key is, and this is just before we get off this topic, cuz I want to see how it ends, of course. The key is you got to come up with a bunch of clever names for that zero. You can't just go, oh, yeah, we're 44-0 on the season. Let me start you off with one. How'd your season go? Fantastic. 44 and bagel.
44 and bupkis.
44 and bupkis. Bupkis, not bad. Not bad. But you gotta reference the round shape of the zero. That's why bagel.
44 and goose egg.
44 goose egg. That's pedestrian. You
44 that's donut. There.
44 donut. Yeah. Or go more specific and pick a very specific donut from Tim Hortons. That people are gonna know.
44 and chocolate glaze.
We'll workshop that off the air, but yeah, something like that. You know, maybe maple crunch or whatever it's called. The you know, whatever. But it's just saying, 44 Jimmy's pretty good too. 44 Jimmy, boom, done. That's not referencing the shape. That's just good. I like dropping these out. Like when we talk about that of baseball here, bring it back to baseball yet again. The guys have no clue over here. The Germans have no clue about the jargon, the slang, or even if you make up slang, how it just becomes a thing.
Right.
So, like, yeah, if we win 3-0, I'll be like, yeah, 1-3, we're up 3 buzz.
Yeah, I like
what buzz. What does buzz mean? Oh, what's the score? I'm nuts. It's 3-0. Buzz means zero.
Right.
So, can you say numb nuts on the show?
Yeah. Yeah, you I just said. So. Yeah.
All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for February is portrait of someone not in your immediate family or a family at all, really, but someone not in your family. I did see one posted. Oh, you know who's first out of the gate on Instagram?
I don't know.
You do know. You know who's posted already.
I do not.
Why would I ask? Why would I ask?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Why would I take the time? Why would I waste my time and yours by asking if you didn't know?
Right.
Okay. If you had to guess, though.
Who was first? Frank Pang.
You got it.
Really?
Oh, number 21 in your program, but number one in your hearts, Frank Pang, out of the gate.
Wow. Is he taking it of Amber Lee Pang?
No.
Because that would be illegal.
If it is, I have some questions, if it's her.
Okay, so it's a guy.
Yes, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I don't spend that much time on Instagram. I accidentally found it. I don't look until the very end. But anyways, point being, hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers, definitely tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out. Talk about that the week after next. Not next week, because we record early. We don't have time to just our schedules. We're not going to give everybody all of February if we record next week. So,
do you know what I've been hearing the buzz about, though? A lot of internet buzz.
Yeah.
The upcoming Frank Pang special.
Your interview with him?
No, I thought you were interviewing him.
Well, no, he lives down the street from you, so.
What about a live Frank Pang Three Hosers podcast?
We could do that.
Come on, Frank, reach out.
Next time I'm in town, we're doing that.
Okay, Frank Pang, live, this summer.
We're going to head down to Steveston, maybe have some fish and chips. Do it live over some fish and chips.
Are you going to come this summer? Are you going to come to Vancouver?
There's a high potentiality.
Okay, Frank, clear your schedule.
Yeah, and we're staying at your house, so.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect.
No, at Frank's house.
Okay. Yeah, both
hey,
of us.
Hey, Frank. How are you set for space?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want to go to IKEA and get some more beds. I'll tell you that. yeah, so there's that. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I shoot? I don't think so. I think you did, but I didn't.
I did. One of the most interesting things I've shot in a long time, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I can't wait.
It is going to be the topic, so we'll come back to it. But I did. I got to shoot the Munich concert, the Carly Rae Jepsen concert, when she played in Munich a couple days ago.
Okay.
So that's going to be the topic. We'll talk all about that. I'll field any questions that you might have. And we'll talk. I'll lay that out, how that happened. That'll be the topic later on.
Okay, later on.
In like 4 minutes.
Okay.
So don't go nowheres. Yeah. All right. All right, photo challenge.
Yeah.
This week was candid. Now, I did issue this on the off chance that I didn't shoot anything else. I knew I was going to go to the concert. And so I was like, oh man, what if I, like, if I don't have anything else, I'll just snag one at the concert. That'll be my candid shot of her candidly singing.
Sure.
But I didn't do that. I didn't. I ended up shooting some, I ended up shooting a candid that we'll talk about. And, let's for a change, we'll do mine first.
Okay.
All right. There's my son getting makeup with his butterfly headband.
Nice.
Is it nice?
I like it.
It is. What do you like about this?
It's cute. It's siblings kind of playing together, and it's cute.
Yeah, part of this for me, the reason I love it so much is because I haven't had opportunity to take these kind of photos lately. For the last couple of months, there really have been zero candid moments that are interesting, and not even photographically interesting, just like my kids have just phoned it in for like the last 8 weeks. This is since before Christmas. It's just been nothing. And so over here is a little a massive event. I say little. The Germans love it, especially the South Germans, called Fasching or Fasnet, which is basically our version of the Mardi Gras, except for it goes on for like weeks leading up to this coming Tuesday. So the day after this show airs on the Monday, that is Fat Tuesday, I believe. Mardi Gras, right? You don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. When your wife comes home with a bunch of beads after school, you'll know.
But okay. All right.
I don't even know what that means, really. However, that one's for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
She won't know what it means either.
I don't know. Yeah, me neither.
She'll look it up.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Safe search on the Google.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so the big deal is like it's kind of like their Halloween, but they dress up as witches and stuff like that, but all kinds of stuff now. And it goes on for weeks. Like we've been to a couple of parades on different Sundays where they go through, and it's like they have clubs. And I think I've posted pictures in the past of the fashion clubs that they get together the whole year and plan it and then go do parades and dressed up in their like crazy outfits. Like just some of them are like legit scary. I peed a little at some of them, and yeah, they're real. Like they are amazing. Like the devil, like these horrible animals that with hair on them, and like the eyes and the mask are they glow red, and like, oh, it's insane. But they throw candy to the kids, so it evens out.
Sure.
And the whole Me Too thing hasn't really taken place here, so there's a little bit of a Me Too stuff that goes on too, which is kind of weird, but it's still accepted evidently. Anyways, so the kids had, I guess this might have been for school or maybe not for school. But one of the days they went, they all dressed up for school or but there was some event where my kids were going to dress up, and my daughter loves to paint his face because he loves to be a vampire and she loves to paint his face. And so he just sits there patiently and obviously, I guess, wanted to keep his super short hair out of the paint. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hence the hairband.
Yeah. Necessary. And
so there's that. So so there it is. It's very simple. 85 mil on the 5D Mark III. Just kind of an over-the-shoulder sort of cinema-looking shot that you would shoot. That's how you would shoot like a movie. And then just window light only. And then I included an after shot of my daughter's handiwork.
Right, yeah. The vampire. And there's the vampire, shot. Yeah. Nice.
Who's that? Gary Cheevers? Who had the mask?
Oh like yeah, that was mask. Yeah, that was Gary Cheevers. Or yeah. I don't know if it was Gary or Jerry. Jerry Cheevers,
I think it was Jerry Cheevers. You're right.
Yeah,
G Cheevers.
Yeah,
remember? Yeah. So this, if he was a vampire and 6 years old, that's what this would look like.
Yeah, the reference is pertaining to a hockey mask where every time the goalie got hit in the face with the puck or in his mask with the puck, he would make a little scar. So his mask was covered with these marks.
I'm not sure if he was first or not, but he was the most famous, to me anyways.
The mask was very famous, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it might have been done before by somebody else, but to me he was one who pioneered it in my head.
Yeah, and it was good enough. Chicago, the Blackhawks?
Oh, I don't know.
Think so.
Nah, Ducks, Mighty Ducks.
No.
No?
No.
Florida Panthers.
No.
A little bit late.
No.
No. It was, I believe it was one of the original six.
Yeah, it's either Boston or Chicago in my memory.
I'm pretty sure it's Blackhawks in my head. All right. Let's take a look at yours.
Mine is a moment just last night, right before I went to bed. Kids were watching TV, eating popcorn.
Wait, you go to bed before your kids?
Yeah, well, in this case, very, very quickly. Ooh. We had a long day yesterday with activities between working, parent-teacher interviews that dad got tasked with because mom had her own at her school, and then straight to ball hockey. And then by the time we got home, I'd been gone for about 15 hours from the time I left work till the time I actually got home. So I was done. Right. And of course, we had been away for a hockey term, blah, blah, blah. This was like, I got to take a quick photo. So they're watching TV. And I thought, candid, it's funny how, you know, both of us chose sort of a moment of our kids together, because my kids, for the most part, you know, go very different ways in terms of activities. And they were sitting close together, sharing a bag of popcorn. And I thought, perfect. I'm going to pretend that I'm, you know, looking at photos. And then I snapped a couple of photos of them just watching TV before they got wise to what was happening.
Nice.
Yeah. So in the dark, I mean, there's the backlight you see. They're pretty far from the TV, so there really isn't any light from the TV registering. All the light in this image is that light you see kind of in behind them. And I just tried to just get one quick little moment where they didn't look ridiculous because they have a handful of popcorn kind of falling all over their faces.
Well, you don't have a hot air popper?
We do, but this was their quick and easy. Like, yeah, we weren't going to get that out and do that. Mm-hmm. And Sarah was like in the mood for popcorn. So this was a microwave bag.
Yeah. We'll talk off the air.
Okay. Sorry. We also have the real one, like the real, like oil one.
Okay.
Yeah. A little popcorn maker as well. So we're set for popcorn over here.
Yeah, three popcorn options. You either eat it any which way. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, popcorn not a humongous thing over here. So the fact that I had to buy one online, a hot air popper, and the kids love it, like when they have their friends over. But anyway, yeah, good shot.
Nice this candid.
It is candid.
This is the Fuji camera, and at like an ISO of, I think it's around 6400. So again, just kind of thing you can't take a lot of bad photos with this camera. Like it's
hard to do.
Yeah. Even in this light, it still get a very usable image, which I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get, but at F2 and so wide open 6400. And I want to say maybe 1/200th of a second, because they're moving their hands and going and eating popcorn. I'm trying to get rid of the motion blur. So pretty reasonable image from those settings. Yeah.
I actually used mine in what was interesting about the shot this week.
Okay.
I wish I'd written that line down, because that came out like marbly mouthed.
Well, let's have it.
All right. So I shot the concert. I did take my, I'll tell you that in a minute, I did take the X100 with me. But so Carly Rae Jepsen, whom you know who she is, right?
Call me maybe girl.
Call me maybe. Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's how I know her as well. Obviously, it's my daughter's favorite song, right? Like she actually legitimately, before any of this came up, was like, she loves that song. It plays everywhere here still, like whatever it is, 10 years later.
No, I don't think it's that long.
Maybe. Oh, you'd be surprised. I'll bet you.
Okay. I'm going to do a live Google. I would have said like 7, 10. Come maybe. On. Maybe.
It's got to be 2010, isn't it?
I
maybe 2013. Maybe it is 2013.
Okay. Should I look for it?
You should look for it now.
Okay. So you talk, you go.
Well, the funny thing is, I ended up telling some of my buddies about this, that I went to the concert, and our one buddy, Steve, who lives in Australia, grew up in Langley, BC. You know Steve.
2011.
There you go. So, you know, wow, I wasn't that far
9
off.
9 years. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm telling the guys about this story. I was like, oh yeah, I went to the concert, did this. And he says, oh, like, because I met her and all that. And said, did you tell her that the Call Me, you know, the Call Me Maybe video? He's like, did you tell her that Call Me Maybe video was shot in my house? I'm like, what? Yeah, I grew up in that house. I used to mow that lawn. That's a weird twist of a story to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Weird to you? I'm not sure how to react to that.
It's weird. It's just a weird situation. So Anyway, so here's
I'm
the deal.
I'm going to be honest,
so
I've never seen the video.
Okay, you're going to now.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
And then wish you hadn't.
I want to see that lawn.
You got to see that grass and the curtains that he grew up with. So here's the deal. I saw that she's on her world tour called Dedicated, and I was like, wow. So when they come to Germany, I want to go see him and say hello, because it just so happens I happen to know the drummer that travels with her and records with her.
Wait. Just in.
Yeah.
Song of the year from 2012. Sang.
Still, not 7 years though, is it?
But it actually was released in 2011. But Song of the Year, 2012.
Right.
Yeah.
We MTV. Are inching towards you being right.
Okay, MTV 2012.
Yeah. All right. So I know the drummer. He's actually from, he grew up about a block from my house, but I didn't know him back then. Met him later in life, and was in elementary school class with your brother-in-law.
Great.
There's the twist. Used to buy his musical instruments from your brother-in-law's parents.
Right, because they had a store.
They did. No, just out of a van in a parking lot.
Yeah, I was going to, well, just to clarify, come on, man.
Yeah. So I talked to Nick, and I reached out to Nick and said, hey, man, I want to come, when you guys come through here, I want to come out and say hi and you know, maybe shoot some photos for you and whatnot. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. Come on out. He said, hey, no problem. How many passes do you need? I was like, well, 30. I mean, come on. No, I said, I'd like to bring my daughter out. It's her favorite. It's her favorite song, and she's never been to a concert before. Now the downside being that the nearest concert to us was in Munich, which is about 2.5 hour drive. It's like a little bit sort of like, well, like you guys going to Seattle, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And so, except on the Autobahn, so it's really fast. And so, and I said, yeah. He said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. Bring her out. And so, there's a meet and greet. Like you can come early at like 5 o'clock and come get your, you know, there's a VIP kind of thing where a few people get to come in and meet her or whatever it is. They do like a sound check. You get to watch her first two songs during the sound check, and then there's a Q&A kind of thing and a group photo and all that stuff. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. But that means I had to kind of pull her out of school a little bit early on the Tuesday, and then drive the 2.5 hours, do that, and then I knew we'd be getting back really late that night, like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And she had school the next day.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
So, you know, it's kind of like, and a math test.
Oh, like, no. Great.
I'm like,
three.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what my wife said. Oh, she has a math test the next day. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. Like this experience will outweigh, like she can just fail math for all I care. It doesn't matter. The math will be how cool she is because she gets to go to this concert and it's her first concert ever, etc.
Right.
So in the end, experience wins out every time. I said, you know what, we're going. So got there early, did the whole thing. They did the whole Q&A and the group photo and all that stuff. And so I was standing there with my daughter and talking to Nick. And so Carly Rae came over and said hello, which is nice because she doesn't go and meet all the fans. She just, well, a group photo and that's that.
Yeah.
And so she came over and said hello and it was very, very nice. And I decided to make the worst first impression you could do.
You farted.
Second worst impression then.
Okay, what'd you do?
No. So right before she came over, I said, "Oh, I want to get a photo of me and Nick together," which I posted. You can have a look there. There's the X100 in action. Me and Nick. And
yeah.
Then
yeah, did Carly Rae take that? Did you hand her your camera and say, "Can you please take a photo of us?"
That would be weird, eh? No, we were already taking that before she came over.
Okay.
And so I had taken that out of my bag. I brought my little sling. What do we call those ones? The slingshot bag.
It has a name. I don't know. I know what you're.
Whatever
going
it is,
for.
The one strap shoulder bag thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a holster. Yeah.
Right. So I brought my X100 and the 5D Mark III with the 70-200. That's what I brought with me. And so I had the X100. Deep in the bag, so I go and unzip it on the floor. Big, kind of a big place, and it's pretty much empty at this point. And so I get the camera out. My buddy Alex was there, and he snapped the photo. And then Carly Rae comes over and starts talking. And just at that moment, all of a sudden, these two dudes have to carry some sort of piece of equipment exactly where my camera bag is standing. And okay. I was like, you couldn't do it anywhere else at any other second, but no. So my daughter is very, very polite. She goes and picks up my bag for me. And I said, oh, I got that, sweetie. You know, I don't want her to drop it or anything like that. So I take it and I put it over my shoulder to reach over and say, oh, hello, you know, nice to meet you. And as that happens, my camera bag, which was not zipped up, is on my back. And the newly repaired 5D Mark III with the 70-200 comes flying out.
Oh, no.
Behind my back. So I don't see it happen. And it's delayed. So it's on my back, probably a 10 count before it came loose and fell. If you look in the picture of me and Nick there, right in the bottom left corner, you can see that sort of corrugated aluminum floor.
Yeah.
Straight into that.
Oh, no.
Makes the loudest crashing sound ever. Oh. Which I don't know what it is. I don't even flinch. Everyone flinched. So I'm shaking her hand. She flips out. Whoa, my God. What happened? Did not know what happened. I assume someone's dropped a box behind us on stage. And so I don't flinch because I'm Joey Cool.
Yeah, of course.
Until I look down and see my camera laying there and I am no longer cool.
Oh.
I'm Joey crying a little bit. And like, so it landed and then I don't know. I'm on tilt now. I'm like, I don't know what to expect. Like what happened? I just got this thing fixed, right? What's happened here? So I'm kind of like, I reach down, pick up my camera. She picks up the lens cap, which is broken, hands it to me. And I was like, oh, there you go. Call me, maybe. And so I'm like, all right, well, no point crying now. Like no, I gotta deal with this later. So I'm like, oh, I said, go on and talk for a couple more minutes. And then,
yeah, I do that all the time. That's how I meet people.
Well, no, I'm more embarrassed at this point that like I look like just like here I am. She's nice enough to let me come and shoot her concert, and that's how I break the ice. Like, hey,
yeah,
there you
go. Guess what, pro photographer that you got helping you out tonight?
Yeah. You're going to want to see these photos. They're going to be good. Most folks will never lose a toe, but then again, some folks will. Cletus the Slackjaw. Okay, that's Simpsons. That's a deep cut, Adam.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, I can't. I can't help you there. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so I'll pick up the pieces. I'm like, all right, well, what are you going to do? Put it back in the bag. Zip it up this time because the horse is out of the barn. May as well close that door. And then I'm like, and then she's talking to my daughter, and it was awesome. And so I was like, oh, can I get a photo? Which she was not doing with everybody else. And yeah, no problem. So she snaps a photo, which you can see there again, the X100, because it was still functioning.
Right. Yeah.
So there she is with my daughter, and then you know, basically I explained, oh yes, her very first concert ever, and she said, oh wow, that's great. Hey, you know, why don't you go over there and pick out a T-shirt? And so she gave her a concert T-shirt and everything like that. So just really, really, really fantastic, really nice. So that already my daughter was on cloud nine at that point, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, so then she goes off to get something to eat and get ready for the concert and all that, and I assess the damage on my camera. The camera's fine.
Okay, that's
a little,
good.
A little mark on it, which I, and then actually I just discovered that I think a little bit of the hot shoe broke off, but it'll be fine. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I managed to bend it back into place today, but the lens, the 70-200, it took the beating. Uh-huh. It landed on that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh no, I did not bring an extra lens. I was trying to travel light, and did not think I would slam it into the metal floor.
Right.
So the internals somehow still work.
Okay.
But the external, the rings are pretty much trashed. Like it will zoom. But you got to be a strong man to make it go.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the focus ring is tight, and so which again, somehow inside autofocus still works exactly the same as it did before. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I haven't really evaluated the situation yet. I mean, the lens hood wasn't on, so it went straight in. It's like the front element, right?
Right.
Which did not crack somehow. The lens cap somehow took the worst of it.
Right, that's
right. I guess it, yeah, well, so anyways, all things equal, What I was worried about was like that the autofocus would be out again. Like I just got it fixed and now it's going to be jarred, but it is razor sharp.
Okay, so, good. Yeah.
Go figure.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. So yeah, I went outside and shot a bunch of test shots. And I was like, okay, well, here we go. So on to the concerts. We came back at for the concert. She had an opening act, etc., which basically I was using to shoot test shots because I don't know about you, but I have never shot a proper concert before.
No. I shot photos at Adam Carolla's like stand-up thing.
Yeah.
That's the closest that I've come to a concert.
As have I, and I can tell you that it's a different animal. It's wildly different.
Well, there's lots of crazy lighting, that's for sure, right?
That's a humongous part of it, yeah.
And smoke and all sorts of pyro, I'm guessing.
There is, yeah. It was big on the smoke machine, lots of different colored lights, lots going on. And I really knew nothing about like what I should expect. Like what would I get to do? Would I be able to, okay, here, great, you can stand over here. I was told ahead of time that I would be given a press pass, so I could kind of go where I wanted, but I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know how close I would be able to get, etc. But then I was also told you can shoot the first three songs and then you can stick around and watch the show, but no more shooting after that.
Okay.
Which I guess is, I mean, obviously you don't want to be a distraction. Like people paid to see it. She's there. You don't want to take away from the show, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I assume I've heard people say that like the complain about this. I did not take it as a complaint. First of all, for me, it was like, great. That means you can get all the photos you want in those three songs. Otherwise you're just going to spend an hour and a half overshooting.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So don't bother. So I didn't mind. It's like, all right, three shots. But again, like I said, I didn't know where I would be. Would I be on the balcony? Would I, you know, where would I have access? And well, in front of the stage, they had a little ways away. They had like this big barrier where I smashed my camera earlier, and that's where people were standing behind. And I got to go basically in between that. So I got to go right up, basically like right in front of her, if I wanted.
Okay.
But I had brought the 70-200.
Yeah, that's too close. Yeah,
it's a little bit close. So I ended up shooting off to the side a little bit. I did end up going in front of her a couple times because I had brought the X100 for just that situation. I knew I would need something wider. And even though I really kind of wish I had the 70-17-40 at one point because it would have been cool to get a super wide shot of the stage, I would have legit only taken one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to carry, I mean, plus I probably would have dropped it. So I'm glad I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
But other than that, the 70-200 on the full frame plus the X100 were actually a perfect fit. Could sling them both over my neck and kind of alternate between the two when I wanted to move up and do that.
And are you going to post some of these photos so that we can see? Because I don't see any of those.
I did post them. Okay. On the Instagram, and there's also, I put them in the folder, the CRJ folder. There should be like 14 pictures.
Okay, I'm going to look at that.
You're going to see them in real time now.
Yeah. Okay.
So the 70-200 turned out to be a good choice. I would have kind of, probably looking back, I might shoot it. If I shot it again, I'd bring the 85 prime.
These are terrible, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. They're really out of focus. And
no, they're really good. They're really, really good. Yeah, really good. And all very different kind of lighting situations, like you said. So is that all really three songs?
Yes.
Wow.
Wait, no, hang on. There's probably one shot. Yeah, number 07, I think I probably took from the back once I was done shooting. Like where she has her jacket off, the rest, all the jackets on. That was the first three songs, and there's one shot, which I took from. Yeah, there I took from the back.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that she's gonna use these for a poster or for promotion materials. Like these are really good, and I highly doubt if they didn't have a dedicated photographer coming to some of these shows.
Yeah.
Or any of these shows, if you could just sort of say, hey, do you want me to do this? And nobody else was doing this, that they are going to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah,
they good. Have a guy.
Oh, I wonder if that guy's still going to have a job.
He will. In fact, in one of the photos, number 11, you can see him in the shot. Number 11. Yeah. So it's the black and white.
Oh, she's kind of okay. Dancing. Yeah.
I specifically got that. I made sure to get him in one because I've seen some of his shots ahead of time. I knew he would be there. He travels with her, and I've seen his shots, and they are fantastic as well. Like his art. Yeah. Go check her out. Check her out on Instagram. And actually, if you're listening to the show right now, which of course you are, otherwise you wouldn't hear me say that. Go ahead on, you know, follow that guy. I think his name's Alex Perkins. I emailed him after the show, and then we chatted a little bit, and I'm actually going to try to get him on the show because I want to hear what it's like to travel with an act like this.
And you could tell him I just said that he should be out of a job, even though I've never seen his stuff. But
when
you
see his stuff, you'll change your tune.
Okay, but again, aside from his stuff, these are really good. So
well, thank you.
Everybody yes. should check them out. And most of the time, I don't like anything that you do.
No.
So this it says something when I'm this impressed.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that and nice. Thank you. Like I had some goals coming into this, even though I had never shot a concert before and I didn't know what to expect. There were a couple things that I thought about on the way in. So I actually had a plan. So first off, I didn't want to shoot the same old photos, like just like a concert photo, like, or just regular photos that you might see from the fans, which if you see, you know, I guess nowadays people can bring pretty awesome cameras right up to the front row and get pretty good photos, but I didn't want to just do that or like the same old concert photos. On the flip side, I didn't want to just build a better mousetrap for no reason and just start taking crazy photos because just to be different. Like, to me, they had to make some sort of sense, right?
Sure.
And remember, you are somewhat limited by the circumstances. And so, like, first of all, I don't want to distract her, like, for her. Like, not that, you know, I'm going to, like, you're not going to blast a flash off in her face or something. Like, because, like, I was, at some points, was standing right behind those, like, the little feedback speakers there. The playback speakers, what do you call those? I'm right, kind of like where he is, but on the other side. So I'm right down front, right in front of her. Well, I want to blend in. I don't want her to even notice me, right?
Okay.
Not that it mattered. She was such a pro, such an unbelievable pro. But there's that. And plus, I don't want to take away from the experience of the fans who have paid to be there.
Sure.
I'm not sure if in any of those, there's a video I put, and I'll post the video as well, because... So I was right down front and right by the stage there, and I did, you know, I was there just me and my daughter. Well, what do? Have her go stand in the crowd? So I said I brought her with me and just had her sit basically right in front of the stage, which was kind of the big appeal for me. It was like, yeah, like how does she? So not only is it her first concert, she meets the singer, gives her a T-shirt, and then she gets to go sit right down right in front of the stage, you know, where you're not allowed to sit normally. And so, like, she couldn't believe it. She thought Dad was a rock star himself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is awesome. And then gets to watch Dad do his thing, get to do his job, which she's pretty proud of. So, anyways, I don't want to stand in front of the audience members too long because not only did they pay to get there, like, you know, they got the good seats and they came early and made sure they were right up front, and then I'm gonna go stand in front for three songs. Like, what a jerk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, you're a slave to the lighting. Like, they light it, obviously, and you're not using a flash at all. So you got to play the hand you're dealt.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting is awesome. Like, I really like what they did, but it is a wild mix. Like, it's constantly changing. They're mixing colors. You can see the orange and the blue, and there's so much magenta in there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on. I didn't do anything fancy there. You better shoot raw. That's the key. You have to shoot raw and then decide later. So like some of the ones I shifted like back and forth to sort of, you know, change the skin tone and make a slightly different lighting style for each one. But still, if I hadn't shot raw, I'd have been out of luck.
Right.
So you deal with that white balance later. And the other thing, here's the part I didn't anticipate, which was I was glad I shot the opening act. who I also, I emailed her some pictures. I'm not sure, her name's Hannah Diamond or something like that. Not something like that. Her name is Hannah Diamond. So I sent her some pictures and she used those on Instagram today.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was very nice. And, but the point is, the light that they use, it's not like, when you're there in person, it looks like continuous lighting. But it's secretly pulsating. It's like an LED or whatever they're using, it is flickering.
Okay.
Your eye can't pick it up. And there's a certain frequency that shows up at certain shutter speeds. And on specifically terrible on the X100, when you go to the electronic shutter at like 1/2000th of a second, and all of a sudden you have a quick look at the LCD screen and like the images, it's choppy and terrible. Like the actual photo is terrible, completely unusable.
Hmm.
And had I not really, you know, got to shoot the test ahead of time, that would not have occurred to me. So I quickly made an adjustment, went right to mechanical shutter only. And that solved the problem. Stayed under 1/1000th of a second and never had a flicker problem. But it would show up on the Mark III as well.
Hmm.
At certain, like at 1/500th, it would be flicker. At 1/400th, it wouldn't. So I had to kind of pay attention to that while I was shooting. So what did I try to do? What would you do? What is this? Well, let me ask you, what is it that you like about these pictures?
I like the action. I like the lighting and I like the action. And then, like you said, the lighting is concert lighting. Like it's, you know, it's cool. Like there's a lot of it. I like the backlit photos. I really like the one where, you know, she looks like she's connecting with the audience in the camera. You've got lots of different angles. You've got her straight on. You've got side profiles. You've got close-ups. You've kind of just got a nice mix. But I think if you just look at the 12 photos, whatever you put in there, 14 photos as a collection, it sort of speaks to kind of a story of a concert. So any one photo on its own, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a nice shot. But I like the kind of collection that you've put together because there's so many different moments there, and if that's just three or four songs, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, was try to, now you can sit there and shoot, but you know people singing, that's great. What you want to look for is emotion, first of all, like you said, connecting with the crowd. And I have never, like, I've been to some concerts, I did not know what to expect at this concert, because I know who she is. She's obviously from Vancouver, just outside of Vancouver, and so I do, obviously I'm aware of who she is. I know some of her songs. I'm by no means a fan. Let me change that. I was by no means a fan. I am a humongous fan now after seeing this. So I tried to shoot what was happening and you absolutely nailed it. I have never seen anybody connect with the audience like that. Like you looked around the room. And what really struck me is it was so much just sheer joy in that room, and like just a diverse crowd, like different ages. My daughter was the youngest by far, but after that, you know, younger people, some older people, you know, all different races, all different, you know, sexual orientations were there. And to a person, everybody was just having the time of their life, and she was a huge part of that. Just connecting, and it was all about the crowd and her energy, and that's what I wanted to grab. I was like, all right, grab the emotion, grab the energy, get the movement, everything that's happening, get that connection to the crowd. And if you look at some of her photographer's pictures, which are on Instagram, you can go find it on her Carly Rae Jepsen Instagram page. You see, he ends up getting a lot more of the crowd. I'm actually in one of his shots, so look for it. But he gets a lot of her interacting with the crowd, which I knew going in, so I didn't want to do that necessarily. I didn't want to just copy his shots, right?
Right.
But that was the narrative at the event. So it was just fantastic. And so for me, that's how I approached it. I just wanted to shoot and get, like you said, get coverage, get some wide shots. Get some in close, some medium, and get out of there and just enjoy the show, which I absolutely did. Best part, best part for me was that it was my daughter's first concert experience. Got to meet her, all that stuff, and watch her dad work. And just an amazing experience. So I don't want to say I was surprised, because I knew she was a professional, but this concert was outstanding. I can't wait to go again.
Wow.
No joke. Not even.
Fan club.
Okay, but here's what I did.
Carly Rae fan club.
I would say that.
CRFC.
There's some pretty big fan clubs out there, apparently. We'll talk about that off the air, actually. But that one gets weird. But a little bit. What was I gonna? I had a story about. Oh no, you took me off with the fan club bit. About her concert. She's got a bunch of concerts coming up. I would definitely go see it again. Oh no.
Oh no.
Here's what I did. This is always the move. If I do know this, like I know when you're shooting a concert, like I like the little details. When I've seen other concert photos, you know, so like I grabbed a shot of her, of one of her Pelican cases that had her, like her label on it, like for shipping, right? For shipping the equipment.
Sure.
And just said Carly Rae Jepsen dedicated to her. So I snapped a photo of that, which I didn't post. But I also went when just before the show started, one of the roadies came out and put the set list, just printed out on a piece of paper, but taped it to the floor. And so I shot that because, like, you know, so all the singers know what's coming next, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so I shot that. And so I had that when I got. So there's a whole bunch of songs I don't even know of hers. Got home, my daughter had such a great time that I made a playlist on Spotify of those exact songs from the concert.
Ooh.
And we've listened to it.
Relive it.
Like, every day since. Like the last 3 days, we have played that about 40 million times.
Awesome.
That might be too many, but
yeah, a lot.
No, I admit a lot of it was the fact that, you know, my daughter and I had a great time together, and
sure,
you know, just her and I, and there's a moment she's going to remember. And in the video, which I will post the video, there's a video where she comes up singing "Call Me Maybe," and I wanted to get a shot of my. Just, it was meant to just be like a text to send to my wife.
Yeah.
Hence the vertical video, which I'm actually not against anymore. But okay. Regardless, this wasn't meant to be in the archives. It was just, hey, just to let my wife know, here's what we're doing. And right at that moment, she came over and sang directly, pointed directly at my daughter. And that just, like, she was floating at that point. She sings her favorite song right to her. And she thought that was the greatest. So next week, or next month, I think. When is it? Maybe it's in August. I forget when it is. No, it's in May. Guns N' Roses is coming to Munich. So I'll see. Hey, Matt Sorum, if you're listening, I'm going to need to bring my daughter up the front. And, if you could sing
"Sweet Child of Mine,"
welcome. Yeah. Oh, that. Okay. I was going to go "Welcome to the Jungle," but that was probably better. That was probably a nicer song. Sing that directly to my daughter, Axel. That'd be great. Now, anyways, definitely if she comes to town, go see her concert. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Monthly challenge for February is portrait. Hashtag that. Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers. And we'll check that out. Challenge for next week. Adam, we're on a tight time.
Yeah.
Frame.
Yeah.
You got one?
Whatever I can shoot right now.
We had a name for it, Adam.
I'm not saying it. You're the guy
the
that
initials.
Says it. Yeah, the initials. Go ahead. You made it up.
It's not the initials. It's not initials. It's not initials.
It's an acronym. What's it called?
It's an acronym.
Acronym, that's right. Yeah, you go ahead.
Like NASA.
Yeah.
NASA is an acronym.
Right.
Versus a portmanteau. It's like when you put two words together.
NHL. That's an acronym.
That's an acronym, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, fine. RFN. We got it. We're on a tight time schedule. Challenges RFN.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that next week. Adam, websites, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.com. No, that's not right. Adam Schwartz.
I can't believe you just said that.
AdamSchwartz.ca. It only took me 600 times before I got it wrong. Yeah.
Adam now, Schwartz. Once again, no one will still go to that. But
yeah.
All right.
I just, now everyone's at AdamSchwartz.com. Oh, man.
I'm going to go there and see what's on there, actually. Wouldn't it be funny if it was a Carly Rae Jepsen fan site? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
that would be.
All right. You can find mine at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.